Hey, what's up? This is Tony Hawk. You're on PS3blog.net.
This is Todd Howard, game director for Bethesda Game Studios on PS3blog.net.
Hi, I'm Emily Rose. I'm here with PS3blog.net with Oli and Paul Fierce.
I'm Hideo Kojima, PS Blog. Hi, PS Blog.
Hey, everybody, it's Nolan North, Nathan Drake from Uncharted. You're watching PS3blog.net with Oli and Paul Fierce. Oh, yeah. PlayStation.
All right, guys, welcome to episode 103 of the PS3 Blogcast. I'm JCM. With us this week is Isley.
Yo.
And Messiah is out. She is not feeling well. She had knee surgery, and she's still feeling kind of under the weather, so she won't be joining us this week. Which is fine because I get to throw her under the bus. So I'll be doing that later. But, there goes one of my surround sound speakers, like always.
Now she can feel bad. She's going to listen to the podcast, and she's already going to be like, oh, no.
Nah.
JCM's being a dick to me.
No, I'd send her a text, and I'm like, you know, going to be talking about you. But it's not anything big. It was just something it threw me off in the game in FF. Based on what she said, she didn't give me full information. But anyways, let's go ahead and jump into new releases this week. We have, on PSN and at the stores, Puppeteer came out. I purchased it on PSN. I installed it. I haven't played it yet.
Ditto.
Also, let's see, Killzone Mercenaries is out on the Vita. You can download or buy in the store. I need to get that one. I'll get that one eventually. I probably won't get it right away.
It's gotten fantastic reviews.
Yeah, everybody's saying it plays really well, and it's really nice, and it looks really good. I'm looking forward to playing it. I'm not going to get it just yet.
But I've heard the main comment I've seen is just that this is like the first good shooter for the Vita.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Like, it does really well, and it feels really good, apparently, when you play it. But that's out on the Vita. So is Dragon Fantasy Book 2. That's also on the PSN. Hunter's Trophy 2 Australia, NHL 14, Sanctum 2, Street Fighter Cross Tekken is $30 on the PSN, and then Carnivore's Dinosaur Hunter HD is $13 on PSN. I figure if you want to kill dinosaurs, you can just play Turok. But,
I love Turok.
Or if you want to kill blood dragons, you can play Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon. PlayStation Plus gets discounts on Aliens Colonial Marines DLC, and then they also get discounts on Black Ops, Black Ops 2 DLC, Modern Warfare 1, 2, and 3 DLC, Doodle God for the Vita gets a discount, Dragon Fantasy Book 2 gets a discount on the Vita, and Galaga Legends DX is free on the PSN. No PS1 classics. PS2 is Mystic Heroes DLC. There's for DOA 5 Ultimate. Dynasty Warriors 8, Grid 2, NCAA Football 14, One Piece Pirate Warriors 2, Total Recoil, and Vita gets Little Big Planet DLC, Pinball Arcade, and Soul Sacrifice gets a free DLC. And then there's demos for Diablo 3, FIFA 14, Hunter's Trophy 2, and Sanctum 2. And there's also additional discounts for everybody else for all the Call of Duty games that I mentioned earlier, plus Kane and Lynch 2, Rocksmith DLC, Sleeping Dogs DLC as well. And that's the new releases. Let's see. Let's jump right into the news. We'll go ahead and start with news out of Japan. Sony revealed a new Vita model at a conference they had. It's a pre-TGS announcements that they did. It's an all-new model. It uses an LCD screen instead of the OLED screens. It gets battery life, but it's cheaper as well, and it comes in 6 colors. It also, they announced a new 64 gigabyte card, and the new Vita comes with a built-in gig of memory.
It's kind of a weird choice, though, because the new Vita isn't really hugely different from the old one.
No, but you figured the screen, a lot of people are concerned about the screen being different because the OLED screen is really nice. And I watched the beginning part of the conference because it was like at 11 p.m. our time, Sunday night. I watched like the beginning bit of it, but I was curious. And they said advances in technology and LCD tech made them choose that. Plus, I'm sure they can get better battery life because of, and it's cheaper because it's not OLED. But I'm sure it won't look quite as crisp and vibrant as an OLED screen. But hey, if you want to,
I want to know how much cheaper it will actually. Well, it's not announced for the U.S. yet, is it?
No, this is not confirmed for the U.S. at all. So the U.S. did. We know we got the price cut announced at a Gamescom. So Vitas are $200, but this new model isn't confirmed in the West or Europe yet. But they're not region locked. So you can just, if you wanted one, you can just order one from there. But I'm not sure how much it translates over to from yen to the U.S. dollar. But yeah, so we'll see at one point what happens with the small outfit, if we'll get it at all. But yeah, it's thinner and it's lighter. Pretty interesting. I'm surprised they came out with one so quickly. But they also showed off the PS Vita TV, which I kind of wish they would have called. Like, they came out of nowhere. Like, PlayStation Vita TV, like, there was no leaks. Like, that was
it
something.
It came out of nowhere, and it's a was kind of a confusing announcement.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of strange, and I kind of wish it was just called PlayStation TV. But, I mean, I know why it's called, you know, PS Vita TV, because you can, it's basically a Vita that you hook up to the TV because you don't have a screen and you can play it at home. Plus, it'll stream through Gaikai Tech later, stream your PS4 games to it. So an example would be if you have your PS3 or PS4 in the living room, you can have a PS Vita TV in your bedroom, and you can stream your PS4 games to that, kind of like an Apple TV, and play it there. But that'll
so
be
you can stream PS4 games to different places?
Yeah, to in any of your PlayStation Vita TV consoles.
Oh, I didn't even get that.
Yeah, that's the one feature that sounds kind of cool. I mean, because I, as much as I thought about buying two PlayStation 4s at launch, just in case randomly one broke down, and if there's no supply, at least I had another one. But I probably won't, and I doubt I'll get a second one for my bedroom. Like, I have another PS3 in my bedroom, but the only reason I really have it there is because I just happen to have more PS3s. And because the one that's in there was originally in my living room, but then it started to die to where it wouldn't read certain Blu-ray games. So when Uncharted 3 came out, I was like, okay, I'm not sitting through this eject.
Oh, I remember you complaining about that.
Yeah, and I went out and I bought a new one, and I put that one in there because it still plays DVDs fine. I can still browse Netflix and use Hulu and all those and YouTube. Okay, the YouTube app on there has just given me trouble ever since YouTube, you know, proper started trying to link your Google Plus to that. So now I can't sign in to my Google account or my YouTube account on my PS3 in the bedroom anymore. Like,
that's a strange problem. I've never had that before.
It gave me an issue where it signed me in. Like, when I logged in, I didn't log in. I turn on my PS3, I go to YouTube, it had me on my Google Plus account, which had no subscriptions in YouTube. But I told YouTube no, I didn't want that. So I tried to reconnect it to my original YouTube account.
I've got this picture of you just like yelling at your YouTube account. No.
I'm so mad.
Don't do that.
They ask you every fucking time and it's so annoying. It's like, I don't want this. Just keep my name. I don't want to use my real name. Just keep me on the name I have. I'm totally fine with it. And then all of a sudden I relinked it and then it wouldn't load. Like when I booted it up, nothing would load. So then I deleted the app and re-downloaded it off the PSN store, and now I can't resync anything. And I can pair up my iPhone and I can stream it to my TV, but every time I turn it off and turn back on, I have to like either reconnect it or try to find, like, you'd think if you look at the YouTube app on the iPhone, there'd be the option to share function to the TV would be right there at the top at all times, but it's not. I have to go through some kind of weird, it's not even like a menu option in there. I have to go to like this whole crazy thing to get it to work, and it's so annoying. But yeah, it's not working. Like I said, I'll just stream it. Now I don't even try to reconnect it because it doesn't work. I go to youtube.com/activate and it doesn't activate it. It says it does, but nothing happens, and it's just dumb. But I also hate how you have to... I'm hoping they get rid of this in PS4, where you have to sign in to your PlayStation Network ID in order to use YouTube. You didn't have to do that before. You have to do it now. And it's really, really annoying. Yeah. I tried to use it the other day.
Is it one of those things where it says you have to sign in, but if you hit cancel, it still works, like Netflix?
No. See, Netflix only lets you cancel technically if there's an error connecting, like during the PSN outage. Like, you technically don't have to be in, but if I say no, here, I'll try right now live. I'll sign out of a...
Well, it's, you can't force it yourself. I think it's like when it happens accidentally, but I've had a lot of instances where I get signed out of PSN,
but I
can still play Netflix like perfectly fine.
Yeah,
so
it'll still, like, I've logged out of it while I'm in it before just because, and it still works. But if I try to boot up Netflix and I say no, it won't. I can't say no from the launch. I have to log in. It's required initially, which is really annoying. It's dumb. I hope that goes away because it's not needed. Why do you have to verify? It's not like you can use Netflix and Hulu on any account that's on your PS3. You know what I mean? Like any ID. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, if you've already registered the PS3 at netflix.com/, you know, PS3 or whatever, you're done. You don't have to go any further. I shouldn't have to log into my... Because it's back when 14 came out and there was all the server issues, I wouldn't log out on my living room PS3. So if I wanted to watch Netflix on the one in my bedroom, I had to create a whole new user account, a whole new PlayStation ID on a new thing. That way I can just, so I can log into Netflix. Otherwise it would kick me out and then I'd lose my connection to Final Fantasy, which is really annoying.
Side note, I've been getting so many error like 90,000s lately.
On 14?
Yeah.
I haven't hit any.
I get at least one or two a day.
I get this one error where it loads up, and when I hit when it goes to the lodestone, or the news information before you log in, and then when I try to log in before the play button shows up, it errors out on me and says it can't connect, and I just have to quit and relaunch it, and then it works fine. But then I just log in and I wait. Sometimes I wait for a queue, sometimes I don't. But anyways, so how did we get there? PlayStation streaming to the TV, and also we talked about Netflix and
something like that.
Yeah,
just trying to derail you, you know, have some fun.
I just don't remember the train again. I just remember we're talking about Netflix and I was bitching about how you have to log in. So I just hope they get rid of that. I hope I don't have to log in to use any of the TV services. But anyway, let's see, what is there? Deep Down was announced as an exclusive for PlayStation 4. That's the working title of the Capcom game that was shown at the PS4 launch or reveal event, and no one knew if it was an exclusive or not. They just kind of thought it was on both consoles.
I think it was pretty obvious it was an exclusive, though. I mean, Microsoft never even briefly mentioned it.
Yeah, but
Capcom never mentioned it. It's only been shown at PlayStation things. And they said, during the conference, you know, coming to PlayStation or coming only to PlayStation. But people, nowadays people doubt. Whenever someone says, coming to PlayStation, instantly everyone's like, oh, well, you know, it's coming to PlayStation first, or they just didn't mention it for Xbox or something like that.
Yeah, but when Blizzard came out and announced the partnership with Sony, it made it sound like they didn't say, we made a partnership with the game console companies. It's just that we made a partnership with Sony. That, to me, made it sound exclusive. Like, Diablo 3 was exclusively on Sony consoles.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, but to that argument, or to the point that you're saying they just came out and only showed it at Sony's thing, they also only showed Metal Gear Solid 5 at Xbox events. They never showed that at a...
Yeah, but they've talked about that outside.
Yeah, I guess that's...
Quite a few times they've talked about it. being on Sony consoles.
It didn't just get revealed. They just showed the five proper gameplay, I guess. But
Deep Down does look pretty cool, though.
Yeah, it's interesting. The story's, it's kind of like Assassin's Creed, where it's set in the year 2094, and your character can read the memories trapped in monuments and artifacts, and that has kind of how you go back in time to these areas. It's also four-player co-op, so it looks kind of, that sounds kind of cool, and it looks interesting.
It kind of looks like Dark Souls.
Yeah, that's the same vibe I get, but
like, when I was watching it, I kept thinking, like, man, this looks like a new version of Dark Souls.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I'm very, very curious about it. It looks like it could be a really cool game.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds, especially because the co-op aspect in, you know, Dark Souls 2 obviously isn't going to be on the next-gen consoles, and if this is essentially a Dark Souls game, and we don't know when the heck it's going to come out, I mean, Deep Down is still the working title. It could be really fun. Like, it, if it plays well, and like I said, it looks great, and if it's co-op, that's going to be awesome.
You know, it looks so good, it makes me surprised they're not touting it as an exclusive more.
Well, it just got announced, but it got announced via a tweet.
Well, no, but that's what I'm saying. Like, if they've known it was an exclusive, like, the game looks really good, I'm surprised they haven't been, you know, saying, you know, exclusively on PlayStation more often and getting, you know, more of the news of the game out there, because I feel like nobody knows about it.
Well, it will be playable at Tokyo Game Show, so I'm sure they'll talk about it a lot there. Like, it'll be, because Capcom is, you know, a Japanese developer, they'll probably tout it more at TGS versus at...
When is TGS?
This weekend.
Is it?
I believe, or this next week. No, it's got to be this weekend, I think.
I know, well, they had their pre-TGS shows, so I guess it was this week. But
yeah, I think it's this weekend, because I believe I was listening to a podcast and someone say they get back the day Grand Theft Auto comes out, which is next week, Tuesday, so I think it's this weekend.
Ah, but, well, hopefully we get some cool news there.
Yeah, and hopefully it'd be interesting to see some gameplay.
I just want new games announced. I want, like, all I was saying at E3 that I wanted was one new, like, AA or AAA game announced, and I didn't get that. So I'm saying the same thing for TGS. All I want is one new, like, big game announced from one of Sony's studios that we know is working on shit. Just come out and say it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know what the, you know, if they're doing Uncharted 4 or if they're doing a new IP.
I don't think, like, they'll announce Uncharted yet.
Well, you gotta figure.
I think they're gonna do that. Like I said, I think that's gonna be at the VGAs.
What's the gap between their games?
2 years.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. 2000. It was 2007, 2009, 2011 for Uncharted.
Okay, then, so they might not announce, you know, anything Uncharted related, but there's still a lot of other studios. Like, I'd like to know what Guerrilla Games is working on.
Yeah, we still, there's a lot of things we're wondering.
Who else didn't do anything? Media Molecule, they didn't announce what they were working on yet.
Yeah, they just kind of showed stuff that they were playing with. There's a lot of things, you know, we don't know what a lot of the people are doing, but
almost all the studios.
Yeah, but I'm sure they kind of want to space it out. I mean, especially if stuff's not, I really don't want, like, every studio to announce what they're doing if it's not going to come out for over a year.
I don't want every studio, I just want one announcement.
Yeah, well, I'm sure there'll be something. They'll do something at maybe TGS, but I want to see more of The Order. I want to see more gameplay there.
Yeah, that looks cool.
They announced a bunch of new PS3, PS4, and Vita games at this pre-event, but they're all for Japan. There's no news on whether or not they'll be coming over to...
They announced a shit ton, too.
Yeah, it was a bunch of stuff, but like I said, I didn't really care to look into it because it was all... It's all only for over there, so unless something comes over, then I'm going to be like,
I mean, I know you can buy it and play it over here, but still...
Yeah, I don't...
If it's not, you know, localized over here, it might not be translated. You don't know if it's going to have subtitles or not.
Yeah. But let's see here. They announced Square Enix announced that anybody who purchased Final Fantasy XIV, A Realm Reborn on PS3 won't have to repurchase the game if they to use it on PS4.
Very cool.
So, which is great. I mean, I thought that would make total sense. Why make me pay for it again if I can just download
also,
it?
Also, not super surprising, because earlier, before 14 released, they made a comment saying, you know, there's absolutely zero reason not to buy it right now on PS3 and continue on PS4. Like, they kind of hinted that you'd get it for free, so not super surprising. Still nice to get confirmation, though.
Because on the PC, I know when the DirectX 11 version comes out, you're going to have to... Well, no, you don't have to buy it. You just have to re-download a client. You're not paying for that. You're just re-downloading.
Yeah, you're not going to pay for that.
Yeah, no, you're not. But I know... What was it? My cousin was reading me something saying about some sort of payment, but it wasn't like to them. I forget. It was something...
They would never charge you for an update like that.
I know. Not for 14, but it had to do with a DirectX upgrade that involved a payment, but it wasn't for 14. It was something else. I didn't read the article. We were playing the game when he was on Skype, and he just happened to mention something. I was half listening. I just remember he said a small fee, but I don't know for what. If it was like for Steam or something, but anyway. What else we got here? Yeah, we have new Vita model. I saw an interesting article saying that Sony was the one who pushed for the Elder Scrolls Online to come to consoles.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, that Bethesda had no plan to do that until Sony stepped in.
I'm terrified at what an MMO of theirs will be like, how glitchy it'll be.
Well, yeah, I'm really.
I mean, I know it's a different studio, but their games are pretty much notorious for being glitchy as all hell.
Yeah, but you figure you're not running on the engine that Skyrim was on that they used. You're using, it's an MMO, so you have an entirely different kind of framework set up in place, so it should run well. But I don't see why it would have the same problems. It's not like you're taking that engine and bringing it over. It's got to be a completely different engine.
That doesn't make me feel any better. It's still connected to Bethesda.
Yeah, but I mean. But Bethesda, like, when Fallout 3 came out, they used it, that engine had bugs. They used the same engine and didn't fix anything when they made New Vegas. And then the one for Skyrim was basically a new one, but it was just an updated one, but it still had problems.
Not encouraging.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying it's like, it's just the framework is entirely different for an MMO where it's not like just a single console. Plus, it's like, you can't really replicate everything one person could do.
No, I understand that.
Yeah, with everything here about Elder Scrolls and people saying it's basically Skyrim with friends sounds great to me because I enjoyed Skyrim. But who knows? I'm wondering if they'll do like a free 1 month thing like 14's doing. I might check it out depending on how much it is and when it comes out, but.
I figure they'll probably do like a free month thing. I mean,
maybe see how it reviews.
Yeah. See how it reviews, but you also like MMOs, you kind of have to give a free month because that's how you get people hooked.
Yeah.
Like, you don't say, okay, buy this MMO for $60 and oh yeah, your first month you're also paying $15 right away. So you're actually paying $75 right off the bat. That kind of turns a lot of people off.
Yeah, but that it's like everybody who's a legacy player from 1.0 on 14 can basically finish all the story and all the job stuff in like a week if they wanted.
Yeah, but if they're a legacy player, Square already got a lot of money out of them.
Yeah, that's true. But,
I don't know. It looks cool. I was interested in it until I found out it was a $15 a month fee. I don't mind monthly fees, but I can't be paying, you know, for that Final Fantasy, and I kind of want to check out Wildstar, so.
Yeah.
Like, I can't pay $45 a month for three different MMOs. I would have to have no job, and then if I had no job, I would have no money to actually pay anyways.
Yeah. But we'll see what happens. I mean, like I said, who knows when it'll come out. Obviously, it won't be probably till next year sometime. you can always do somewhere like you're done with 14, you're waiting for a thing to come on, you kind of just suspend your payments for a bit and then play the other game and then switch back and go to 14.
And just jump back and forth.
Yeah.
Hey, Isley, get online. I can't. This month is Elder Scrolls month.
That's right. But, yeah, I guess that'll do it for the news. I was trying to see what else there was, but no. Just a lot of people bitching about stuff that Hideo was saying about the character Quiet from Metal Gear Solid 5.
Okay. Hey, did you see the picture of that?
The rendered model?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's wearing a thong, on the torn outside. Fishnets, yeah. And that's like it.
Yeah. Well, her skin is like kind of like the Octocam from Metal Gear Solid 4 that Snake has, where it like changes so she can blend in. Because you see in the trailer, like when she's sniping, she has her around her eyes is black, and the black slowly disappears so she can kind of cut back on the glare.
And okay. But she's wearing a thong and fishnets.
Yeah. But I mean, if you...
like, come on.
Yeah, but if your whole thing is like you can disguise yourself, if you're a chameleon, I mean, you're going to want as little clothes as possible so you can blend into the background.
But I see absolutely zero reason why... Even if that was a valid argument, then I'm not even saying it is, because it's still a ridiculous argument to make one of your main characters running around basically naked. So even discounting that and accepting it, there's no reason to ever wear torn fishnets as a sniper.
Well, like
what purpose do the torn fishnet stockings serve?
Just the look. Maybe the character likes torn fishnet stockings.
Yeah, okay.
It's not like everything has to be fucking practical. It's a game, and it's like, it's
yes,
not like
but there's
you
a
have...
difference between not practical and so obviously catering to, like, the males that play the game that it hurts.
Yeah, but even if it is, it's like, who the fuck cares? I mean, I always look at it, too, like, you know, Sniper Wolf, I always thought it was like, why does she have to have her coat down to, you know, show her cleavage? Or Eve, when Eve has her jacket always zipped down to show her cleavage as well. And I always just figure, okay, well, if I was a killer sniper or a spy...
I think it's just the extent. Like, certain... Like, those characters, yes, that's obviously showing cleavage just, you know, interest the males. But this takes it to, like, a whole nother level.
Yeah, but even then, like, if it was just... If she was just wearing shorts and then the one, like... little bikini top.
I think that would be even better. Like, even that would be better than what she has on right now.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not like I'm not like up in arms about it like other people are. Like, it doesn't fucking affect me.
I'm not up in arms, but I just think it's absolutely ridiculous. Like, I do think it's ridiculous.
I don't find it like ridiculous. I just think it's like, I look at it like, okay, well, if my skin's Octocam, then this is what I'm going to do. And if I was a woman and I was a killer, I would probably dress like that too, just so I would, if I came across any dudes, I would totally distract them with the fact I was scantily clad, and then I'd murder them. You know what I mean?
Oh, God.
If I was a female assassin, I would totally flaunt off what I had just so I can kill people easily. I'm not going to dress up in like some long coat and cover myself and pull my hair back and all that shit. And just be like, no, I'm going to make myself look sexy so I can kill you.
Except, you know, it's also the desert, which, you know, being naked is the worst thing you could possibly do in the desert.
If you don't have clothes on, then you're going to be fucking hot the whole time.
Yeah, but you don't die. You have to wear clothes in the desert. The sun will kill you otherwise.
Well, she just, you know, changes her skin. Well, this is back in the day, so global warming's not as, it's not as crazy hot.
So, oh, yeah? That's what you're going with?
There's no global warming back in the late 70s, so it's totally fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I'll keep that in mind anytime I travel back in time.
Yeah, when you travel back in time, don't worry about it. You don't have to wear as much.
Right, yeah. Obviously.
Of course.
It makes sense. Perfect sense.
I know it does. It's damn right it does.
But, oh, God.
Let's see here.
Oh, yeah. Outlast came out.
Yeah, Outlast. So did Amnesia Machine for Pigs come out? I saw the review.
I don't know if that's. I'm gonna check that out. If that came out, I need to be buying it and playing it right now.
I think it's out. I remember the views were up, and the reviews for Outlast is out. But I was going to download, but I think that's coming to PS... Is that coming to PS4?
Yeah, Outlast is coming to PS4 for free. Yeah. It's a fun game. I've been enjoying it quite a bit. Machine for Pigs. Tell me your release date. My internet sucks. Yeah, Outlast is pretty cool, though. Like, some of the stuff is a bit obnoxious. I don't think it's as scary as some people are making it out to be. Like, they kind of advertised it as, you know, oh my god, this is going to be the scariest game. It's going to be scarier than The Dark Descent. It's going to be scarier than Penumbra. But it's really not that scary, because a lot of the stuff is really scripted. And as soon as an enemy spots you, you basically just run in circles. Like, there's no terrifying, oh my god, I'm going to die. You kind of just run in a circle around furniture, and you just hit the buttons and you keep doing loops. So it's not terrifying, but it's still a really fun game, especially since it's pretty cheap. You can get it on sale already. Mm-hmm. Machine for Pigs. Ooh, found it. Oh my god, it came out yesterday. Why am I not playing this?
I have no idea.
I don't either. I'm going to download it right now.
There you go, and then you can play it.
This is what I'll play during the maintenance tonight.
One of my favorite things is the people that post the picture goes, why is nobody talking about this? And it's that screenshot from Metal Gear with all the child soldiers on the tank with the guns from Metal Gear Solid 5. Everybody's talking about this, but no one's talking about the child soldiers.
I can't get a Machine for Pigs from Amazon?
Just look on Steam.
Yeah, but I have fucking Amazon digital credit. I was hoping I could use it up.
Nope.
Yeah, apparently not. That blows. Okay, well, I'll just get it on Steam and save my digital credit for Korra.
For Korra.
Yeah, Legend of Korra. Kicks ass. All the cool kids are watching it.
Mm. I don't know about that. But
no, they are. Pretty sure. Ask anybody. All the cool kids are watching Korra.
Okay, a percentage of the cool kids.
Yeah, 100%.
No.
Yeah, there wasn't really much else news. Awesome horror games.
Yeah. That's basically it for that.
Did you ever check out Mighty No. 9?
Check it out, like, look at a picture and listen to music of it?
Yes.
Or check it out as in, do I know of it?
You should go support it, because it's going to be awesome.
No, I'm not. I don't want to support anything on Kickstarter.
Really? Why is that?
Because I don't. If there's something on there I think sounds cool, I'll buy it when it comes out. I'm not going to...
No, I understand that. That makes sense.
And I'm not a Mega Man fan, so I don't really care.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, wow. I didn't like... You know, I don't like some of the Mega Man games, but I think my first Mega Man game ever was actually Mega Man X. And that game kicked ass.
Two or anything? Hmm? Or Mega Man 1 or 2? You didn't play any of the originals?
No, never played the originals. I started with X and had an awesome experience. So then I went back and played some of the earlier ones. Can't talk tonight. Earlier ones.
Yeah, I played the first two, I want to say, and maybe three. And then X was the one with a zero in it, right?
Yeah, the awesome upgrades, like upgrading your armor and all that shit.
Yeah, I played that one and I beat that one. But
slightly more RPG-ish. Very slightly.
But I didn't play that one because I was like a fan of Mega Man. I just played it because it was on PlayStation at the time. And I was like, well, probably nothing else playing. Someone had it. I was like, I'll just play Mega Man X. But slash that sword around. Energy sword. But I'm not like a Mega Man fan. I don't really care. But good for people who want that stuff. They can support it if they want to.
God, you just don't care about anything, do you?
No, I do. Play 14.
That's true.
Lots of games. Yeah, I care about PS4.
You officially have basically caught up to me in 14, which makes me really depressed.
I'm not like...
I don't even know,
depressed?
Like, I need to find somewhere to level, because somehow I've gotten to the point where the quests, I can't even turn them in because I'm not a high enough level, and I don't feel like fate grinding, but that's like the only option I have.
It's basically the only option you have, yeah.
Ah, bad news.
Yeah, it's kind of annoying, because like, I... because I didn't do Ifrit right away and I leveled up all my other jobs, then once I got that, I went to my, I was like, okay, I got all this done, and then I went to Lancer, and then I did a couple of these extra quests that I found, and I was like, oh, and then I had to do some fates because I didn't realize, oh, you didn't accrue tickets before you got a grand company, so I had to, okay, now I have to accrue goddamn 2,000 fucking tokens or whatever in order to buy, get a chocobo license. And so I had to grind some fates to do that to get the chocobo. But now that I'm doing all the quests, like, I was looking at the quest list, and there's like 6 quests that are level 24, and they slowly go up in progression. Now I'm level 30, so I'm like, okay, this is going to take a while to get up to the you know, where I'm actually at.
So what's the most recent dungeon or instance, whatever you've done?
I did, was it like Todorak or whatever it was?
Yeah, the 1,000 Maws.
The 1,000 Maws. Let me see, though. My friend, here's a damn it, where's the fucking...
You beat that one, though?
Yeah, I did that one in a really funky pickup duty finder.
I can't remember which one. Is that the one with the acid balls everywhere?
Acid balls, yeah. Yeah, that was, it was fine, but like when I joined it when they're mid thing, so they're already a fourth of the way through. The tank had died.
Yeah, I remember not liking that one very much.
It was pretty easy. The fight was pretty, I like the dynamic of the fight. Like, we had an archer, so he would take out all the pods around the arena so you wouldn't get knocked back into him. And then I knew that when the fight came up, when the tail was active, you have to destroy the tail.
Mm-hmm.
And all this stuff, and it was bad. And at some point, the DD or the tank died. I didn't see when that happened, but I was like, where is everybody? And I was like tanking the mob and I killed it. But let's see, yeah, the 1,000, let's see, I'm trying to see, into the beast maw was level 24, and then I did a simple gift, I believe in yourself piece. I did that one, so I'm on like,
God, I hate those like in between quests.
There was some between Ifrit. Let's see, where, what's the one?
Oh,
for Ifrit?
I know. There's,
what's the Ifrit one called?
Ton.
It's called Ifrit's called something. What's the Ifrit quest called? It's
Flame of
20.
Embers.
You said Flame of Embers.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. I can't remember exactly. Yeah, some of those in between quests are so dumb though. Like, I just did one where you have to talk to a guy and he asks you to pick up something that's on a table in front of him, and then you turn it back in to him. And I'm thinking, like, really, Final Fantasy? Like, he can't just reach one arm slightly forward to grab the item and pull it back?
There's one where it's like, you need to collect these 3 ingredients that are right next to me and go put them in the thing over there. It's like, really? Come on.
Like, some of those in-between quests are just zero thought.
No, there's, it's got to be called something else.
I can't remember. I did it a long time ago.
Lord of the Inferno, I thought is what it was. And they're a hero in the making. You have to wear a wry smile, which in sense has something to do with your newfound fame. Speak to Tataru. Oh, that... Okay, after Ifrit, you do... Oh, yeah, okay. Ifrit is Lord of the Inferno. So Lord of the Inferno is level 20. After Inferno, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. 17 quests between Ifrit and 1,000 Maws of Todorak.
It's, yeah, like,
between
there's
those,
a lot.
Like, there were so many. I was like, dude. And then on top of that, because now you keep progressing in story, once you get to the sylphs, it's like, oh, every sylph wants you to do something. Here, slash dance for this guy and slash smile. It's like, are you kidding me?
But it's not even, yeah, it's not like
they
want
you
to do something important. They just want you to dance for them.
And it's like, and they're always like, these ones don't like those ones. The walking ones and those ones and these ones and eyes ones. And there's this phrase that these NPC, okay, there's one phrase they use. It's an old English phrase. It's basically where he said, we must needs, or I must needs, is a phrase. But the characters that have said it, it's happened twice, they aren't speaking in Old English to begin with. It's just
they just randomly say
one
it.
One random phrase. The guy says it when you go into Todorak, where it's a dude in the one of the dudes in the black cloak with the red mask, and he talks in the you know, evil tongue, and then he switches, and in the evil tongue he says it, or in the text it happens, and then he actually says it in the VO, which sounds even weirder. But he's not, like I said, if he was talking Old English and he used it, totally fine. But because people have used it, and I've read it, like, when they're not talking that way, it's really annoying. I must needs, it just sounds totally wrong. There's a reason it's Old English. Like, no one talks like that anymore.
What about the rest of the game? You still enjoying it?
Yeah, I enjoy the rest of it. It's fine. But, like, between... In order to catch up to the level I'm at, like, I'm at 30. So I still have to do... I think I'm at... Okay,
where are you leveling at 30?
Well, I'm not, like, leveling. Like, I got levels 28 through 30 by questing.
Okay.
And then getting a little bit of fate from having to do those 2,000 points. But basically 28 through 30 was all quests. I wasn't fate grinding between those levels. Let's see. What am I on? Where there is smoke? Is that one? Surely lead you to deliver the smoldering coal. No, I'm not on that one. I think I'm on ratting it out. I think ratting out is the quest I'm on, which is the last level 24 quest. So in order to catch up to the current level I'm at, I have to do 1, 2, 3, 4.
A lot. I wouldn't count if I were you. It's going to make you feel bad. And he's counting.
21. I have to do 21 quests in order to catch up to at least the level I'm at. And then that still gives me 9 quests at level 30 that I can do. If I hypothetically don't level up in 30 story quests. And then it's like... Which is fine because I figured the way they structured it is to where... they probably don't expect you to be... grinding up and then going back. They figure if you're doing story as you level, basically like at 27, there's 6 quests at 27. So they figure in between each of those quests, there's 8. You'll be unlocking regular NPC quests. So you'll be doing the new NPC quests you unlock along the way in these new areas as well as story. So maybe by the time you get there, you should hypothetically be almost leveled.
Unless you're me and somehow you manage to catch up, do all the quests, and then run out.
Well, what level are you at right now? You're at, like, what, 30?
34.
34? You don't have any... Well, I have to see, because I still have a lot of quests that became unlocked recently that I haven't done, because I'm like, okay, I'm not doing anything else right now.
I mean, like, I'm sure there's quests I can do, I just need to find them.
Yeah, there's a lot, and, like, in that one area where you have to... There's, like, one where you fight a bomb as a trial or something like that. Like, you take the ashes and put it on the fire and the bomb spawns, you find it. But, like, they're in that zone, I forget what area it's called, it's the area right before you go to get the dragon, the stone for the dragon quest. Like, it's that zone right there, and then you go to the snow area. And then, like, in that zone, I have a bunch of quests that have popped up that I can do because now I'm at Questar. Plus, there's quests in that area I went to that I told you that I died at. There's that one random jumping quest that was so weird. It's where you had to jump up onto stuff in order to find the items.
Oh yeah, the one where you have to like climb around and actually search things. That was kind
of
cool.
Yeah,
where you have to like climb up
nowhere.
On the bones.
Yeah, it was like, I'm all, is this Guild Wars? I was like, this just, it popped out of nowhere. Like, I'm all, because there hadn't been any quests like that previously.
That one. I thought that was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, it was fine once I realized what was going on. But at first I was like, I'm at the circle. I'm like, there is nothing fucking here. And I'm like, oh, it's a jumping quest. Okay, let's climb up here. And then it was the one that's underneath the spine on the edge. Like there's that, or rib cage or whatever it is.
Yeah, I had trouble getting to that one.
Well, it was easy to get to. It was just that if you didn't look perfectly, because you have a very small window in between each of those bones to actually see it, you wouldn't notice it if the camera angle wasn't good enough.
I actually saw it when I was running past.
But you didn't think anything.
I stopped and I like started panning the camera around trying to spot it again, and I couldn't spot it, even though I knew exactly where it was.
Yeah. Yeah, getting down that one was easy. I just hopped down, but that was that same location I was telling you where I ran off for the choco and I got aggro right at the end. I was like, fuck. So mad. But I'm enjoying the game so far. Like I said, okay, so the thing that got me last night was I asked Zaya on the podcast a couple podcasts ago, I go, what's the max additional skills, cross skills you can get? And she said 5. 5 is the max.
Yeah.
What she didn't say was 5 was the max for jobs, but you get more on classes. So then yesterday when I'm playing, I get 30. All of a sudden it's all, you have 5 out of 6 additional. I'm like, I thought you could only get 5. Why do I have 6? So I text my cousin.
Yeah, but you're very rarely going to play as a Lancer and not a Dragoon.
Yeah, but she didn't tell me that. So I thought something was wrong. I was like, why is the game telling me I can do 6? And I text my cousin. I go, because it was right after like I already logged. I'm like,
She wasn't wrong.
No, but I know she wasn't wrong. She just gave me all the information. And then I was like, what the hell is going on? And I was like, okay. And I text my cousin. I'm like, how many
additional skills
can you get?
I can't believe you cared that much about it. I just would have been like, oh, cool. I got an extra ability slot.
No, because I want to know what the hell was going on. I was like, because then I would have been like, then if I, when I equipped the stone, I would have been like, wait, why do I only have 3? What the fuck? Which pisses me off enough. It's like, I hate that I have to go up more to get him back. Like, I wish it would have just keep me at 5 once I equipped the stone. I don't want to have to keep leveling to get those ones back, because I got so used to the 5 skills that now I have to go back to 3. It's going to be really annoying. Or I'm just going to stay on Lancer and then just do Dragoon when I get to the job, the ability quests.
Dragoon's pretty sweet. You can jump and shit.
Yeah, but that's it. It's like you get jump and a strength bonus. And it's like, if I'm going to do solo stuff, I might as well just...
I think the reasoning is that Lancer is better for solo work and Dragoon is better when you're fulfilling just a DPS role in a party.
Yeah, even then I see people on Reddit like talking about if like everybody's doing parsers and shit and they're wondering if Dragoon's still going to be an issue, like if it's really can contribute as much as other jobs. Not like saying it sucks, but just questioning whether or not it can currently, it can contribute enough to the end game. As other
I don't know.
Can.
I've heard end game is pretty like easy. I don't think people need to worry about, you know, which job is best yet. You can pretty much do it with anything.
But people are going to be elitists.
Yeah, but my point is, like, right now there's no reason to be an elitist because there's nothing hard enough to require that mentality.
Well, if people have trouble, it won't necessarily be, if they have trouble doing it, then they're going to want to do it the easiest way possible. Like, my cousin was telling me about this guy. He's like, I'm laughing about this guy who was crying because these people were doing dungeon. And I don't think it was story related. He didn't give me all the information. I don't think it was a story dungeon. I think it was just like a dungeon crawl you can do. And the 3 people in the duty finder teamed up with some random tank and they wanted him to sack, pull the zone so they can speed run it. And he didn't want to do that. You know, and I thought like, well, why would you make someone who you don't know do something that's not standard to the game mechanics? And instead of just getting one of your own link shell person, I'm all, that's like if in 11, I shouted for, you know, Silver Sea Remnants and I asked for a thief, but I didn't tell them, hey, you're going to have to die to pull these gears out of the way so we can go do this fight.
Like, although in that case, thieves were pretty used to doing.
Yeah. But I'm saying like if it was the beginning of the game, like if then they first came out and you didn't know that happened, but that's the way we just want, like that didn't become standard. It was just the way we wanted to. And this is like, I'm like, do people really have to speed run through stuff? I'm not going to do that hurry. Because, like I said, if it was just something that you do to farm, okay, I can see doing that. Fine. But do that with people in your free company. I wouldn't want to make some random guy do that. But
especially because they won't know how to.
Yeah, they'll be like, wait, what do I do? Well, that's pretty simple. You just run. You just run, stay alive, and just keep going. And then die. But yeah, I just thought that was weird. I was like, do you really need to speedrun stuff? Just go through it. But
man, I didn't want to play before. But now that we started talking about it, now I want to play, and now it's maintenance.
Yeah, I just want to do all those quests to get them out of the way. And then keep leveling and see how high I get from those.
Do all I give stories. It like another day or two before you pass me up.
Yeah, but like I said, well, only because you're living a craft, but overall you'll have more combined XP because you have all those crazy high crafting levels.
Cause I'm awesome. Crafting, okay, so I've said this before, but I am seriously curious what's going to happen with the economy because I don't see this economy working in the long run. You can buy almost any item you want for less than like 3 or 4K.
Yeah, there was a guy who was on Reddit who posted a picture. He's like, don't undercut stuff less than the NPC will buy it for. He's like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, people putting up items for like 1 gil.
But the NPC I've seen a few of those.
For like 4 gil. And why do people sell the tin pieces and stuff
like
that?
For more than they're worth?
No. Well, yeah, some do that. But like even the exact same price. Like,
I don't know, because they lose money because of taxes.
Yeah, you're going to lose because you
already get Why do people sell those tin pieces, period? Let's just ask that.
Just sell them to a goddamn NPC. It'd be different if it was like maybe there was some NPC that you could turn them into as some kind of secondary currency and they give you items. Like if there's a goblin who's like, I only take tin pieces. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool. Like, but yeah, there's really no reason not to sell those to an NPC at all.
Yeah, it's, I don't fucking.
They can't, they serve no other purpose but to sell to an NPC.
Yeah, it's dumb. I don't know what people are doing. But, man, look at this quest list. There's a lot of quests. There's like 100 story quests in this game.
Yeah, there's a pretty big amount.
And it's pretty steady, like, as far as level goes. Like, it goes all the way 35, 36 or something. It's when it gets to 40, 44, and then it jumps to where all the quests are 46, and then they go up to 49, and then to 50. Like, they skip a few levels there to the end, but... And then, it does, this isn't like all the side quests as well. This is just a list of every main story quest.
Now I want to play. Good job, yeah. JCM.
You're welcome. But,
maybe I'll go back and finish up Mass Effect. I've been working on that platinum for like 2 months now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long game. You got to beat it 4 times. And honestly, it loses its interest after like the first time.
Yeah.
You don't like Mass Effect either. God, you don't like any games.
It's not that I don't like it. I'm indifferent. I don't care. Like, it just doesn't interest me. And I know everything. But that's not level 132. You're totally lying. Okay, so I was checking my, I saw this picture of this guy who saved this, one of these, like a quest for one of his crafts. From early on for later, and the bonus XP it was gonna give him like 32,000 XP, and the bonus XP or the time completion XP bonus was double that, so it was like 64,000.
Okay.
Like, what? And then so I checked. I still have the guild heist tutorial undone because I haven't done that yet, and like the level 10 one, and the XP for it's 600, and the bonus XP for completing it is 2800 XP. I'm like, it's giving me more just because I've taken longer to do it.
Wait, do you actually have to do that level 10? I don't think I've done the level 10 one.
I haven't, but it's just in my queue, like, and I don't think I can actually do any other ones until I do that tutorial one.
That would explain, like, I haven't done any of them yet. I think you have to pick them up somewhere, but I've just never been interested in, like, that particular
in the
type.
Guild heist. Well, aren't some of them related to, like, any relic gear? Do you have to do guild heist for relics?
I don't know. I'm not high enough for relics yet.
Yeah.
I fail at that. I fail at life.
Yeah. I was reading the way, like, how you have to unlock certain, like, a lot of relic weapons. Like, you have to use that weapon while fighting a particular mob.
Yeah.
And they have to die while you have it equipped. I think it's kind of cool instead of, like, doing the ridiculous crap that 11 did.
Kind of, but at the same time, it's a little sad that there's no gear that's really difficult to get. Like, I'm not an elitist or anything, but it is a little bit disappointing that there's not even gear to really aspire to get because it's all pretty easy to unlock.
Well, I mean, in 11, there wasn't really any great gear until the Rise of the Zalart expansion.
Is that true?
Yeah, well, because in the first, in the...
I mean,
the
I know it only went up to 50, but I can't really remember what gear was before 50.
Well, before 50, there would have been really nothing. And then there was AF, but in the expansion, that's when you got access to Sky. So then you had all the God gear, all the abjurations.
Yeah.
But that
I wonder how all these relic items and like AF will work if they make an expansion. If they'll just become obsolete, or if you have to like turn them into something.
Yeah, I'm assuming they'll be like either they'll do like that plus one thing, or you can make them like an HQ version, like they did in 11. And like that's my cousin's biggest complaint right now is the gear. I'm like, yeah, but it just came out like the 2.0, so they're not gonna have like insane gear right away. I'm sure they'll wait and release it in new content.
It is sometimes difficult to remember that MMOs release stuff like this periodically. Like, I know the first content patch with like a bunch of new stuff is already coming in like 2 months.
Yeah, but the first actual like big one, I don't think is going to be for about
no, they said that'd be like a year or two. But
yeah, a year or two for a big one. But
yeah, but this one adds PvP, you can buy housing and something else. I can't remember what the other thing was.
Housing.
I'm gonna buy the biggest fucking house ever.
Ridiculous. But yeah, so we'll see what happens there. I'm curious when the first balance or quote unquote nerf is gonna be.
It's kind of tricky because you don't really care about parties that much right now, so it doesn't really matter.
Well, we'll see how it all plays out. I mean, I'm wondering if they're gonna nerf Fates.
God, I hope not. How would you level without Fates?
Or just incentivize doing dungeon crawls or something.
Maybe.
Like, increase the XP you get there. I mean, you get bonus XP if you do a dungeon that someone hasn't done yet. Like, if it's the first time, you get bonus XP for completing it.
Yeah, but not much. Not much for the amount of time it takes. You could do, like, 2 fates and beat the dungeon and take, like, 10% of the time.
Yeah, well, dungeon crawls don't take that long. I mean, you get a lot of time, but they don't, like, take that long.
No, but I mean, like, they take probably, like, 20, 30 minutes.
Yeah, I suppose. But, I mean, you can spend that long waiting for, I guess you, it would take that long for 2 fates to spawn in like, 4 mil. But if you do those, you can get, like, if you're lucky, you'll get up to 12k. As long as everything loads properly and there's not a billion people there.
Ugh.
That is one of the most annoying parts, is, like, oh, there's so many people doing these fates in the zone, so the XP's not going to be as great.
I wish they... I don't know how I feel about being able to attack anything always. Like, it's really frustrating when you get to a fate and there's like 200 people around it, and you can barely see the enemy, and everyone's just hacking away, and it's like, well, I don't really need to try. I can just smash this button because there's no strategy, because you Zerg everything.
Well, yeah, basically.
Like, I don't think fates were really implemented very well.
I think somewhere it's just that's all everyone does for XP, so that's why they need to balance it. It's like, it's only that.
But yeah, like you said, you know, there will be balancing patches, things to sort these things out. It's only, what, less than a month right now? Yeah. It's only been like half a month since the launch.
Yeah, and right now they got to work on server transfers and then AFK timers. And
I don't think the AFK timer matters that much. After all, you can pretty much get on whenever you want now.
Well, right now, yeah, because they increased a little bit, but if they want to increase it more, they'll probably want to do, or if they can't increase by too much, but they still want to allow more people to go, they'll probably want to do the AFK timers. I mean, especially if it clears out, hypothetically, like a couple hundred people, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good amount for new players, but have they allowed digital sales yet or just retail sales?
I don't know. I haven't even checked into that.
Well, I know they didn't. Did they pull it off retail shelves? Or did they ask people to pull it off the shelf?
I don't think they pulled it off. I think a lot of places just legitimately ran out.
Huh. I guess then that maybe they just didn't want to restock. I thought I read something where they asked if they could take it off shelves for a while, but then it came back. I just know digital sales were halted because that's easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, and I know Sony still refunded everybody who bought the digital version. I'm assuming refunded if they didn't want to keep playing. obviously not going to refund you.
And then let you just play whenever you want.
And let you just keep going.
I would do that. If they offered refunds but still let you play, I'd be like, yeah, kind of a dick move.
That'd
I'll do
be
it.
Ridiculous. But yeah. I guess I'll play Puppeteer today while it's down. Either that or do some StarCraft. I haven't played that.
I got to download Puppeteer. That game looks amazing. And it's cheap. It's only, what, like 40 bucks?
$34.99.
$34? Oh.
Yeah, it's about the same price as Killzone Mercenaries.
I'll spend my gift card on that.
Yeah, I got that code for you.
It's like, damn, you remembered.
No, I knew. I got it today because I was like, come on. I got to get it because Amazon, you know, they just take days. All right, well, I guess that'll wrap it up. We need a secret word for this week. I chose it last week.
No, you didn't. Did you?
Yeah, I believe I did. I'm going to say I did.
I think you did.
Who chose then what was last week's?
Do something Zaya related.
I forgot to say Zaya's not here this week. May she rest in peace.
You should have said that.
I know. That's what
Make that the secret word. Zaya, rest in peace.
Zaya, rest in peace. So Zaya, rest in peace. And Zaya's XYA, of course.
Obviously.
I just wanted to remind people in case they don't read the description in the when I list her name on who's on this podcast, because it won't be in there this week. I might say Ms. Zaya's out, but if they don't read it and they just put in the code, they'll be like, wait, how do you spell Zaya? But Zaya, rest in peace is the secret word. There we go, and hopefully she gets well rested. And yeah, I guess I'll wrap it up. So
you're gonna feel bad if she dies between now and next week.
Amp. Why between now and next week? It's like, yeah. Because once I change the secret,
so you won't feel like you jinxed her.
Once the secret word changes, it's totally okay. Then so when next week when I change it to something like Final Fantasy's great, then if she dies, I'm like, okay, it's perfectly okay for you to go.
Well, then you won't feel like you jinxed her and caused it yourself.
Ah, she doesn't know. I caused it. And then it's like some weird kind of Death Note where I'm like, if I
whatever you write in the secret word comes true.
That'd be awesome. Free PlayStation 4s for everyone. But, all right. Well, I guess I'll wrap it up for this week. So thank you, Isley.
Yep.
And thank you all for tuning in. And we try to cut back on not having as much FF talk this week, but I'm sure we'll have FF talk every week probably. I know
maybe not so much next week. Tokyo Game Show happening and all. There should be, hopefully, a lot of good news.
Well, I'm sure after that we'll probably still talk about FF, you know, as long as stuff keeps going. I was trying to remember some stuff I wanted to talk about the other day, but I don't recall what it was. But anyway, all right. Well, thank you all for tuning in, and we will see you all next week.
Later.